With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The search continues in Central Texas. At a news conference, Kerr County Sheriff Larry Vitha says, as of this morning, five Camp Mystic campers and one counselor remain missing.
The large search and rescue effort, including local, state, federal, and volunteer agencies, continue. As of 8 a.m. Central Time, 87 deceased have been recovered in Kerr County, including 56 adults and 30 children.
Another young camper from Camp Mystic in Texas, among the most recently identified victims of the horrific flooding, Mary Grace Baker, had recently completed second grade and received her first Holy Communion. A total of more than 100 people have died as a result of flash flooding on the Guadalupe River in Texas Hill Country early Friday morning. First responders and volunteers are continuing to search the area. For the first time in almost 20 years, travelers may no longer have to take their shoes off during security screenings at certain U.S. airports.
If implemented, the new TSA policy would put an end to a security screening mandate put into place almost 20 years ago. Travel newsletter Gate Access was the first to report that the security screening change was on the way, with ABC News citing an internal memo sent to TSA officers last week that states the new policy lets travelers keep their shoes on during screenings at many U.S. airports, a policy that should kick in on Sunday. Bob Agner reporting.
Real estate investors buying a larger share of U.S. homes as high prices and borrowing costs deter traditional buyers. A report by Batch Data shows investors purchased nearly 27% of homes sold in the first quarter, the highest in 5 years. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 130 points, the Nasdaq adding 22. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about their values.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China ramping up its persecution of Christians, and it's using the latest technology to do so. The communist government extending its control of the internet and seeking to monitor all activities by churches and individual Christians. It is officially against the law in China to worship anywhere but inside a state-controlled church, and house churches there are raided regularly. This is SRN News. More floating border wall coming to South Texas.
The head of Homeland Security signs a waiver allowing for the deployment of about 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. The agency said in a statement that the waterborne barriers are intended to create a safer border environment for patrolling agents, as well as a deterrent for illegal immigrants attempting to illegally cross the river.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. U.S. military troops and federal immigration officers have made a brief but mighty show of force at MacArthur Park in Los Angeles. It was unclear if any arrests were made Monday before the National Guard soldiers and federal immigration agents left, but their appearance baffled local officials and shook up the area dubbed the Ellis Island of the West Coast. The park is a community cub in a largely immigrant neighborhood. More details at srnnews.com.